We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, this is Sophie Vanseggi. It's Monday, September 29th, 2025. Illinois women's soccer fell at home this afternoon, dropping a 3-0 decision to Ohio State. The Buckeyes struck first in the 22nd minute when midfielder Britt finished from Callie Tumulty. Ohio State doubled the lead before halftime and then added a third in the 77th minute to put the game out of reach. The Illini were outshot 11-9, but managed four shots on goal. Forward Sarah Foley led the attack with three shots, including two on target, while Izzy Lee recorded six saves in net. Ohio State's goalie Molly Pritchard stopped all four Illinois attempts to earn the clean sheet. With the loss, Illinois drops to 4-4 on the season, while Ohio State improves to 5-3. For some traffic updates, a section of the southbound lane on North Ray Street is closed from 7 a.m. today to 5 p.m. on Friday. The affected area of North Ray Street is located between West University Avenue and West Main Street. During the closure, Illinois American Water contractors will carry out work in the area. Students are prompted to detour through North Broadway Avenue until the lane is reopened. Please be aware of your surroundings when driving through this and all other construction areas. For questions about the project and closure, please contact Lance Mary at 217-384-2342. And finally, serving it back to sports, the Fighting Illini's tennis team competed in the ITA All-American Championships this past week in Cary, North Carolina. Illinois was led by sophomore Ariel Matatali and senior McKenna Schaffbauer in the singles and doubles bracket. Matatali concluded the 2024 season with Big Ten All-Freshman honors. Matatali won the first set but ended up losing the next two sets to get eliminated from the main draw. Schaffbauer, coming off making All-Big Ten second team last year, defeated Arizona junior Martina Ostrozagalo to start her singles tournament with a score of 6-1 in the deciding set. However, Schaffbauer lost the next match in a tightly contested battle. On the doubles side, the Fighting Illini lost in their first match to conclude the tournament. The Fighting Illini will look to build on this experience leading into the Nebraska invite happening over the following weekend. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Kennedy Caldwell, Sean Farnsley, and Joshua Applebaum. From WPGU News, this is Sophie Vanseggi.